Yeah, we're listening to some breakcore right now. This is It Should Happen After It Rains by Grindr. I got into breakcore a few years back because I just think it's kind of a, it's like a very fun genre. You can dance to it, but it kind of feels like you're in a video game. And also it's like creative to me, I guess, like figuring out how to do all the beats and stuff. I wish I could learn. Well, maybe I will. But anyways, after this, I have some other stuff, some more chill stuff planned. I think I'm just gonna keep going. There's no one DJing after me, so I'm just gonna keep going until I'm done with my set. But yeah. Once again, you are listening to WCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM. Yeah, and we'll get back to Vibology. We'll be right back. This next song is by an artist, Mimi Death, and they make breakcore, but I chose this song today because today actually happens to be my friend Audra's birthday, and we both really enjoy Mimi Death and this song specifically. So yeah, shout out to Audra. Switching gears slightly, this is Bjork's song from her album Biophilia, and it's called Crystalline. And I chose this song because the last like minute or so is a breakcore piece, and I just thought it was kind of funny that Bjork has breakcore in one of her songs, but it's cool. So this is my connecting thread.
Chris.
this is Pavan Pur Un Infante Disfunte, which is by Ravel, a French composer. I really love this song. It feels very, very cinematic to me, which I like in classical music when it feels cinematic. I also chose this song because I've been really interested in this ambient artist named Susumu Yokota. I played some of his stuff before, but he uses samples in a really interesting way. And he has an album called Symbol that I found, and it's the whole album is made of samples of classical songs, but really only like small snippets of each, and they're like mixed in really interesting ways. So I actually found one that has this song in it, and I thought it would be fun to play it so people could hear that. I don't know, so that's next. So keep an ear out for that.